Anybody that comes with this kind of advanced promotion, it's a rousing endorsement when he says one of the brightest new lights on the East Coast music scene coming from Troy Greencorn. I would take that as a big feather in my hat. Now, reading your bio, five children, how do you have time to do anything in music?
Well, I luckily had some neighbors that would allow me a space to write in until I built this studio out the back of my house. It's a challenge, but we schedule everything. I am full-time dad 2 days a week, and that's how we keep everything balanced, because the rest of the week I'm chasing squirrels.
Well, those squirrels, actually, you end up getting caught up on a stage here close to us, not so far from now, April 12th at the Lunenburg Opera House.
Yes, I cannot wait, actually. I got a great opportunity during the Lunenburg Folk Harbor Festival last season to go up there and share the stage with some amazing talent, and looks like I'm going to get a chance to do that again here. I cannot wait.
Well, it's excellent. It's so nice they have those shows leading up to the actual Folk Harbor Festival. Will you be on that schedule for this August?
I could not tell you. I am, again, lucky enough that I don't have to think too much about that stuff, and I just got to focus on writing and performing.
Fair enough. So when it comes to writing, Joe, what do you draw for inspiration around that most often?
Most often, it's just life. I'm a very moment-driven person, almost to a fault. I really pull in my surroundings, and luckily my surroundings find me in this beautiful province now, so there is no shortage of things to write about. But I kind of mix that with the human condition and, you know, the feelings of the day. What's going on? What do we need a little more of? And then I try to bring something into existence that wasn't there before that helps us all with the things we need right now.
I got a feeling all of the late happenings probably giving you a lot of inspiration then.
Oh, 100%. Definitely. This world is unfortunately very divided. So luckily, I have a wonderful job where I get to try and get rid of that division and let us all know that, you know, it's really, truly, we're all in this together and all we have is each other.
You got a brand new single out. Does that mean we have a new album actually on the way too?
Yes, we're going to start releasing things because we kind of have to on the platforms in a style of singles. But at all of these shows where if you go on joehhenry.com or follow me on any of my social media, all of those shows I'll have the actual physical copy with me that you can get, or on my website of the same name, joehhenry.com. But on all the platforms, we'll be doing it in kind of typical single style, because really the design of that is to release something every 4 to 6 weeks for the rest of your life.
And that's a challenge you're up to, I take it.
Yeah, I'd love to. If I had the money to record everything, I'd release a new song every week. I've got enough.
Wow. That's quite a catalog to carry with you.
Yeah, it's a heavy head.
Joe, what's the H stand for?
It stands for Harvey, actually. That's my middle name, and it was my father's first name. So
okay.
My father was Harvey Joseph Henry, and I'm Joseph Harvey Henry. And I had to put it in there because there's another Joe Henry who's got quite a few feathers in his cap. So I didn't want there to be any confusion. It still happens. But if you go on Google, it's kind of happening in my favor lately, which I'm happy about. You know, one day I might get to share a stage with that fantastic Joe Henry, but until then I have to live with this one, so I put the H in there to remind myself.
You could have Joe Henry squared. It could be a tour.
Yes, that'd be perfect.
With regards to new stuff, what is your focus right now? Are you wanting to have a video with everything you bring out, or is it just getting the song down to play live? What is the actual plan, I guess?
It would always love any form to kind of get more art out. That's just kind of the way my mind works. So I would love a perfect world. I'd be able to put out a video with every song and have ideas for them. So maybe one day, maybe somebody listening right now has some ideas for me how I could get some videos done with, as my good friend Brooks Diamond says, there's no money. I would love that to happen, but I can't see it with every single, though I am going to try as much as I possibly can to get videos out, because I do have some very talented friends, and I like to showcase the art of others as much as I can. But other than that, it is 5 days a week, I'd say, I'm working on something, writing, composing something, getting a melody out, trying to figure out this recording process to maybe make that streamlined and be able to get a little bit more out. It's a constant, I would say a constant whirlwind of artistic squirrels kind of scrapping it out in my mind all the time.
You talk about a guy that likes to round up squirrels, Brooks Diamond. I've spent a lot of late night stages with that guy looking at new entertainment. So. Joe, your new song that we just got, that we spun actually a couple weeks back on the kitchen party, tell us the story around where Real Things comes from.
It came from the shores of the Bay of Fundy. I was sitting, I have these wonderful people up here who have the Salt Air Nordic Spa. They have a cottage down by the water, just about 5 minutes from our house here. And they allowed me that space to ride in before I had my own space built here. And I was looking out at that Bay of Fundy and reflecting on everything that has happened in this past 2 years since I got back into music, and trying to figure out how, why me? You know, how come it's happening to me? You know, it's unbelievable at times. And I just threw my hands up and I said, it's Real Things, you know? And then the moment kind of overtook me and I yelled it out, and then I sang that line, and then the rest of the song kind of fell out, and it just started to become a testament to us stopping, slowing down, and paying attention on, you know, the other side of the door that we're sitting behind is an entire world, and very luckily that world here is Nova Scotia. So check it out before you go and see the rest of it, you know, and take in those moments, all those people that stop to talk to you, every little smile that could be so much more. I just really wanted to showcase that.
I love that about this province, because if you travel one end to the other, you get a good representation of the entire country.
Yes.
In little samples, which is kind of cool. That great tune, Joe. Love the sound. And I guess if you had to describe your sound to somebody, well, how would you do that?
I would say it is the culmination of a patchwork quilt of everything I've been through musically growing up. I have, depending on what track you're listening to, there's some Delta blues influence in there. There's some jazz, some soul, early R&B, a little bit of country flavor, very, very just like a good patchwork grandma's quilt, I'd say, of warmth and warm tones.
There we go. Well, you can get wrapped in that quilt on April 12th at the Lunenburg Opera House as the Folk Harbor Festival is presenting Joe H. Henry. Joe, thanks so much for the chat, and let's play your tune.
Much, Jonathan. I hope you have a great day, and I always hope that song finds you well.
Here is Joe H. Henry on the Kitchen Party at Country 100.7.